Drivers who operate the city's bus service called Fresno Area Express will tell you that despite what some may think, theirs is not a cushy job.
It's the equipment. It's riding in a seat. You're constantly bouncing up and down. You're constantly turning the steering wheel. There's a number of knee problems, shoulder problems, hand problems by repetitive motion. You do the job for a number of years, and for some people it takes its toll.
Rick Stites, president of the union that represents fax drivers who belong to the Amalgamated Transit Union, or ATU, speaks up for the 200-plus drivers whose work rules and practices came under fire during the city's negotiations with the union. At a city council meeting in December, Stites defended the drivers' high workers' compensation claims.
Let me talk to you about attendance. I don't know if they pointed this out to you. There are about 210 bus drivers. On any given day, there are between 13 and 23 employees off on work injury. A lot of that has to do with equipment.
High workers' comp claims, high rates of absenteeism, and overtime were all issues in the city's failed negotiations with the transit union.
Those are the kind of things that tried to reform some of the work rules. And it's hard to change things once you've got them.
Fresno City Councilman Lee Brand says the city was also asking for a 3% wage reduction. After 18 months, there was no agreement. The two sides had reached an impasse, and a fact finder was called in.
By state law, you bring in a neutral fact finder mediator to look at all the facts, come up with a report, and both sides meet again. But neither side is compelled to go with the recommendations.
The fact finder's recommendation was indeed split, agreeing with some of the city's proposals and supporting some of the union's work practices. The independent findings did not support pay cuts. This is what Tony Whittington, a member of the fact-finding panel, told city council members.
My name's Tony Whittington. I'm an international representative for Amalgamated Transit Union. These employees have gone 4 years without a wage increase in this unit where other employees in the same unit have gotten wage increases. So that was a very big, to the fact-finding panel, a very big issue. But when you look at your attendance, they were running 10 employees short.
Like other city employees, fax drivers were negotiating with the city with huge budget problems and looking for ways to save money. So when no agreement could be reached, the city council voted to impose a one-year labor agreement. The agreement included the 3% wage reduction. Rick Stites is considering the union's options.
There's a couple options. One is to just continue to work under the imposed working conditions. One is to have an economic action, a strike. And the third one, which I'm currently trying to pursue, is get back to the negotiation table.
Stites wants to fight the 3% pay cut and says he has a plan that wouldn't cost the city any more money. But officials say wages aren't the only problem. Fresno Area Express is an enterprise department. Just like solid waste, it is a fee-based service. The difference? While trash generated money, fax is operating at a deficit.
The bottom line was the enterprise fund was losing about $1.2 million a year because the gasoline tax, state, federal grants that fund this were all dropping because of the economy.
The funding problem made worse by past council members' unwillingness to raise bus fares. Until 2011, rates hadn't been raised in 10 years. City Councilman Oliver Bain says it's a problem across the board.
You hear the charge all the time from people in different political circles that say, we need to run government more like a business. Well, I agree with that to some extent. Government and business are very different, but there is some overlap. And at a bare minimum, government should charge, when it's a fee-based service, We should charge what it costs to deliver that service to the public.
Just last week, the city's Transit Rates and Services Committee recommended the city raise bus fares by 75 cents over 5 years. It's not expected to be an easy sale.
Anytime you're talking about raising anything, whether it's raising taxes or raising rates, it's always a fight, and it's okay. It should be a fight, but what I do believe is that when you're honest with people and you're transparent with them and you tell them the truth, and the truth is we do have a revenue problem. We do not have a spending problem.
The city's negotiations with bus drivers and its decision to privatize the solid waste department are part of the ongoing effort to find savings in every department and to generate revenue. While management and labor may disagree on how to accomplish that goal, one thing they will agree on is the budget is in crisis.
The general fund, it's in terrible shape. I wouldn't argue that with anybody.
While some city officials have likened Fresno to cities like Stockton and San Bernardino that have filed bankruptcy, Fresno City Manager Mark Scott says Fresno is not going bankrupt and doesn't face the long-term liability problems with its retirement and pension funds.
In the city of Fresno, we don't have the long-term liabilities. We don't have a huge amount of debt service, for instance. What we do have, worse than those other cities, is a cash flow problem.
A cash flow problem brought on by not only a shortage of revenue, but the past administration's decision to float revenue bonds to help pay for the baseball stadium, parking garage, and other projects. City officials say those bonds just about doubled the general fund debt service.
We not only don't have general fund reserves in our budget, we're actually negative in the more than $20 million negative in our fund balances.
Scott says the city has no cash reserves to fall back on if anything were to happen. And since revenues aren't showing much growth, Fresno has to bring its expenses in line with its revenues. That plan includes the $2.5 million in franchise fees the city is getting from the private company that is taking over the trash service.
And it also includes getting compensation reductions from all of our employees across the board.
Scott says he's seeking a reduction in salaries, not because he thinks city employees are paid too much. He says the budget situation leaves him no choice. The alternative would be to lay off even more workers.
I don't want to go deeper. I think I have to try to make the cuts in compensation, compensation being 81% of our total city budget. And we have to do things like the revenues from the franchise. If we don't get that, we get problems.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Juanita Stevenson.